computers. Can't live with them, can't live without them. That's how it can often feel when the computer you rely on decides to freeze up, die, or just throw a tantrum. So if you're a small business and computers are an essential part of your work, what are your IT support options? Anthony Melbourne is Director of Abbey Support.
Just like every business really needs a bookkeeper and an accountant, you really need somebody in-house who can know a little bit about IT. We call that sort of person a super user. So ideally, this sort of user knows where all the plugs are, what lights should be on. You should then also, just like having a plumber, you should have a number for a good IT support person. For in-house support, that's quite difficult because under about 75 users, having an in-house IT support person presents its own set of problems. That person goes on holiday, that person gets ill, and of course your systems may go down at that point. So this is where sort of IT outsourcing comes in. It's basically the concept of having a company just a phone call away, which you can call, who can either sort out your problems online or basically come over to your premises and sort them all out.
And I take it as well, if you're quite a small company, actually there really isn't just enough work for a person to do full time either. Which, yeah. I hope there isn't.
Well, that's right. I mean, below about 75 users, a typical IT person maybe only working 3 days a week. After about 6 months, they pretty much know all your systems. So you actually have a great motivational problem. And normally we see IT staff moving on after about 12 months in those sort of environments. So yeah, it's very difficult for a small business owner to get that just right.
So if you do decide to go down the IT outsourcing route, how do you choose the right kind of company for you?
As a business owner, you've really got three choices: a one-man band, sort of a medium-sized IT support company, and the really large IT companies like maybe BT or something like that. The one-man band also introduces its own set of problems where the gentleman obviously or lady will be on holiday or sick, and if you're unlucky enough, your systems may fail at that point. The medium IT type companies generally will also provide you with sort of business support, so they'll not only fix your IT problems but also tell you how to actually improve what you're doing, how to stop spam emails, how to actually work from home. The larger companies, BT is a typical example of that sort of thing, big call centres, they're more appropriate for businesses that sort of require 24/7 support, because there'll always be somebody, whether it's in England or India, available to answer your call and help you out.
And from your experience working with sort of the small to medium sized companies then, what are the most common problems that you see?
Undoubtedly the most common problem is spam. It's probably something like 70% of internet traffic is spam currently. A general person without any sort of anti-spam may see 40 or 50 emails coming in their inbox. That's definitely the most common problem that we see. Even as a home consumer, you'll see plenty of spam coming in inbox. You can normally ask your ISP, that's your broadband provider, to actually block spam messages for a small fee. As a sort of big business, you can pay for about £15 a year and have all your emails screened by a hosted service company. That should whittle you down to just a trickle of email, spam emails a day. For example, we had one of our clients, they received 10,000 emails a day, of which 6,000 of those were business emails. As you can imagine, that was a great waste of time. A lot of it is actually due to the staff members. You have to actually protect your email, pretty much like protecting your phone. If you're going to give out an email on a registration form, give out a Hotmail or a Google email address. Don't give out your personal email address. It's the best advice I can give you.
In terms of sort of a disaster happening, what do you think is the best thing anyone can do to try and mitigate a disaster? I guess you can't necessarily stop them happening completely, but at least make them not quite so terrible.
Disasters happen in all forms of life. IT is no exception. The best advice I always give to people is to check your backups. It's a very boring, mundane thing, but your backups basically are your insurance policy. So pretty much 60% of companies that I go into normally have some sort of backup problem. That may be only partial backups. Somebody's maybe moved the files to somewhere else and they're not being backed up, or individuals are actually keeping files on their own machines. With the cost of backup devices as they are today, I mean, you can get a USB external drive for under £50, and that will pretty much back up all your requirements. And if you want to spend a little bit less, you can spend up to about £10 and get a small USB key and put all your key files on a small USB key. But don't forget, whatever backup solution you come up with, make sure you take it off-site, because if there's a fire or a flood, you may not be able to get onto your premises, and rebuilding your business is critical in those key few days.
And finally, IT does seem to sort of change almost. You blink and something's, you know, now obsolete and you need to get a new one of it or whatever. What can we do with all that old kit?
With the new WE legislation that's come in, as a consumer, you can return your computer to wherever you bought it from, or even if you're buying a new computer from somewhere else, they have an obligation to take it back, which normally means that equipment actually gets recycled in some form or other. You've obviously got toners these days and ink cartridges that can be refilled. I always say prevention is better than cure. PCs can last 6 or 7 years if they are looked after properly. That basically involves keeping lots of dust away from the fans of PCs hoovering around it, and sometimes even just raising the PC off the floor means that the fans don't suck in all the dirt, and you'll find that your hard drives last a lot longer.
That's Anthony Melbourne, Director of Abbey Support.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.